Welcome to the deep dive. We've been sorting through a ton of sources lately.
Yeah, tech roundups, industry news, and especially a lot of stuff coming out of Computex 2025.
All focused on what's new in storage and networking tech. It's a lot.
Definitely. We're seeing things from, you know, consumer gadgets all the way up to massive enterprise systems and the networking gear that connects it all.
So our goal here is to kind of cut through that noise. We want to pull out the really impactful stuff, the developments that matter.
Right. Help you understand what's genuinely new and why you should maybe care about it.
Exactly. Let's dive in.
Okay. So looking at the sources, one thing really stands out, especially for like desktop PCs and workstations.
Speed.
Speed. Absolutely. The race for faster SSDs, solid state drives, is really heating up, pushing boundaries.
And the big headline seems to be PCIe Gen 5 NVMe drives finally arriving in force. We've seen them teased, but now they're here.
They're definitely here. Computex was full of them. It's becoming the new high-end standard, and the performance jump is significant.
So like the Kingston FURY Renegade G5, that one popped up in the sources.
Yeah, that's a prime example. It's using the Silicon Motion SM2508 controller, which is one of these new Gen 5 powerhouses, paired with 3D TLC NAND memory.
And the performance figures they're claiming are, well, they seem almost unbelievable.
They're pretty wild. Up to 14,800 megabytes per second reads and writes hitting 14,000.
14,000, that's what, nearly double the fastest Gen 4 drives we only just got used to?
Pretty much, yeah. It's a huge leap.
But hitting those speeds consistently must take some serious engineering, right? It can't just be the controller.
Oh, definitely. The sources mentioned things like a 12-layer PCB, dedicated DDR4 cache memory, and really advanced cooling solutions.
Because heat becomes a major issue at those speeds.
Exactly. Pushing that much data that fast generates a lot of heat. So keeping the drive cool is critical if you want that performance to stick around, you know, when you're deep in a heavy task.
Like gaming, big video edits, data workflows, that kind of thing.
Right. And speaking of gaming, it specifically supports direct storage.
Ah, the Windows feature. Loads assets straight from the SSD to the GPU.
That's the one. Bypasses the CPU bottleneck, potentially leading to, well, near instant load times in games that use it.
And they're offering it in standard sizes, 1 TB, 2 TB, 4 TB.
Yep, the usual capacities you'd expect for a high-end drive.
So for you listening, this isn't just a number on a spec sheet. This means faster boot times.
Much faster boot times, yeah. Game levels loading incredibly quickly. Working with really large files feels, well, less painful. More like working with small files used to feel.
But Kingston isn't alone here. You said Computex showed this is a broader trend.
Absolutely. It wasn't just one or two companies. We saw other controller makers like Realtek showing off their Gen 5 silicon.
Okay.
Silicon Motion also had another interesting one, the SM2504XT. It's maybe not quite as fast, around 11.5 gigabytes per second, but the key thing was efficiency.
Lower power.
Yeah, staying under 5 watts. That's impressive for those speeds. And we saw drives using these controllers from lots of brands.
Yeah.
Crucial's new T710 and their portable X10 are using Silicon Motion Gen 5 tech. Transcend, Lexar with their NM1090 Pro and NM990 Essencore Clev. They were all showing Gen 5 SSDs.
So the market's filling up fast.
It really is.
Mm.
And then you see these extreme demos, like Fison had a RAID setup, multiple drives working together, hitting 113 gigabytes per second.
Whoa. Okay, that's not for my desktop PC.
Not yet, anyway. But it shows where the underlying tech can go. And it also means we're seeing more variety.
Variety how?
Well, beyond just raw speed. Mm. Team Groove showed an SSD, the Expert P35s, that has a physical kill switch on it.
Kill switch, like flip it and the data's gone.
Instantly wiped, yeah.
Yeah.
Clearly for specific security needs, maybe government or sensitive corporate data.
Interesting. So competition is driving not just speed, but unique features too.
Yeah.
That could mean better value or options tailored to specific needs down the line.
Exactly. It's a good sign for the market maturing.
Okay, let's zoom out a bit. From the desktop to the data center, enterprise storage.
Right, the backbone stuff, powering the cloud, AI, all that. Here, the demands are even more intense. Speed is crucial, but so are reliability, efficiency, density.
And KMXI made some waves here with their CM9 series.
They did. These are their new PCIe 5.0 enterprise SSDs, and they're significant because they're the first enterprise drives using KOXIA's 8th Gen BCS Flash NAND.
That's their 3D memory tech.
Correct. And crucially, they've integrated something called CBA technology. CMOS bonded to array.
CBA. Okay, that sounds technical. What does it actually do for a data center?
It's a fundamental change in how the memory chips are constructed and connected to the logic underneath. The benefits are pretty substantial.
Like what?
Faster interface speeds, for one.
Yeah.
Significantly better energy efficiency. They often measure that in IOPS per watt, so more performance for less power.
Which is huge in data centers.
Massive. Plus, double the storage density per flash chip and lower latency, meaning faster response times.
Wow. So faster, uses less power, stores twice as much in the same space, and responds quicker. That sounds like a recipe for modern workloads.
Precisely. These are built for things like high-performance computing, demanding AI training and inference, huge cloud platforms. Basically supporting those future hyperscale needs where every watt and every bit of space counts.
They're kind of the hidden engines making everything online work smoothly.
You could say that, yeah. We also saw Western Digital active in the enterprise space, launching new systems like the UltraStar Data 102 ORv3 and OpenFlex Data 24 4000.
Right.
And they talked about investments in different areas too, like ceramic technology for really, really long-term data archiving. So different companies are tackling the massive data growth problem from different angles.
And for the listener, even though you're not buying these specific enterprise drives.
Right. The technology behind them matters. It's what makes your cloud storage faster, your AI tools smarter, your online gaming smoother. These improvements eventually benefit everyone.
Okay, let's pivot again. Closer to home, or maybe the small office, network-attached storage, NAS.
Ah, yes, the NAS box. Used to be just for backups, maybe streaming some movies. But they're evolving. The trend is definitely towards more powerful hardware inside them, much better performance, and integrating smarter features. They're becoming these powerful local data hubs.
Synology always seems to have a big presence here. What did they show at Computex?
A whole range, actually. For home users and small businesses, there were the new disk station models, the DS725 Plus and DS425 Plus Play.
Okay.
But also something called the B Station Plus. That sounded interesting, designed to be a super simple, high-speed personal cloud, kind of like a NAS, but maybe easier for non-techie users or teams.
And for bigger businesses.
They had the RackStation RS2825RP Plus Ray, a high-reliability rack mount unit, and even a serious piece of kit called the PAS7700. That's an active NVMe solution, meaning basically zero downtime for mission-critical stuff.
Wow, okay. So they covered the whole spectrum.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And they're also expanding cloud services like C2 surveillance for cloud-based video recording.
And QNAP, they were showing new NAS too, but with a different focus.
Yeah, QNAP had a really strong focus on AI integration.
AI in a NAS, what does that even look like?
Well, they showed high-density all-flash systems, high-availability features, sure. But the big push was adding intelligence. We saw mentions of AI-powered NAS initiatives, things like the ZetLab AI NAS, Ugreen's AI NAS.
What would the AI do?
Things like smarter photo management, automatically tagging people or objects, content analysis, maybe helping you find specific documents or video clips, even optimizing data placement.
Okay, I can see that being useful.
And QNAP also launched a specific product, the TDR AI 200. It's a smart network video recorder that uses AI for security, like recognizing faces or specific objects in your camera feeds. Their whole Tech Summit event was themed around AI and storage and networking.
So the NAS is becoming less of a passive storage box and more of a local brain processing data right there.
That's a good way to put it, yeah. Doing tasks locally that maybe you used to rely on the cloud for or needed a powerful PC for, faster access, potentially more privacy, and adding intelligence for things like photo management or security analysis.
Were there other NAS players showing new stuff?
Oh, yeah. The market seems really active. Men's Forum showed an AMD-powered NAS. Ugreen had 6-bay NASync units. Ace Worcester was updating their locker store lines, including faster rack mount versions.
So lots of hardware updates.
And even new names entering the field, like Sykester and Orico, with NVE-based NAS or specialized cyber data vaults. Plus, for the DIY crowd, the Unraid OS got updates for storage and networking too.
It sounds like whether you buy a pre-built box or build your own, the options and capabilities, especially with AI, are really expanding.
Definitely changing what you can expect from a NAS.
Now, all this super fast storage, internal SSDs, enterprise gear, smarter NAS, it needs fast connections, right? Otherwise, the speed is wasted.
Absolutely critical. You need the pipes to match the storage speed. Which brings us to networking and interface updates.
QNAP, for example, you mentioned their AI NAS, but they also had networking gear.
Right. They showed new 10 gigabit Ethernet cards because faster NAS needs faster network connections and, significantly, a Thunderbolt 5 expansion card.
Thunderbolt 5, that's the next big step for external connections.
Yeah, huge bandwidth increase over Thunderbolt 4. We saw other Thunderbolt 5 stuff too. OWC had a new dock. Ugreen showed a Thunderbolt 5 enclosure specifically for those fast M.2 NVMe SSDs.
So for creators or anyone needing super fast external storage or docks, that's coming.
It is. And for portable drives, too. Realtek had a new USB 3.2 Gen 2x2 controller.
That's the 20 gigabit per second USB standard.
Yep. And Silicon Motion showed their SM2324 controller for portable USB 4 SSDs. Think speeds up to 4,000 megabytes per second. And potential capacities up to, get this, 32 terabytes.
32 terabytes in a portable drive.
Wow. Yeah. So the connection tech is evolving to make sure we can actually use all that storage speed, whether it's local, networked, or external.
Okay. And just briefly, there are a few other points in the sources, sort of broader tech landscape things.
Yeah, a couple of things. Mention of a new European vulnerability database being launched. Ongoing discussions, as always, about potential security issues in CPUs.
The kind of background noise of the tech industry almost.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And also, the resolution of that dispute between Google and Nextcloud over interoperability, apparently, Google yielded some ground there.
Right. Just reminders that it's not all about speed, security, standards, how companies interact. That all matters, too.
Exactly.
Okay, so to wrap this deep dive up, what are the main takeaways from all these updates?
Well, there's clearly this relentless push for more speed everywhere. Consumer SSDs hitting crazy numbers, enterprise drives getting faster and much more efficient for AI and cloud.
And NAS devices are getting a major upgrade, moving beyond simple storage to become these intelligent local hubs, especially with AI features becoming more common.
Right. Smarter photo management, smarter security, faster local access.
And tying it all together, the networking and connection standards like Thunderbolt 5 and faster USB are evolving to make sure we can actually use all that speed.
Yeah, the pipes are getting bigger to handle the faster flow of data. These aren't just small steps. They feel like pretty significant shifts at what our digital infrastructure can do.
For sure, from our own desktops to the cloud services we use every day.
Definitely shaping how we store, access, and manage our digital lives.
So based on everything we've talked about, this huge jump in local storage speed, the AI creeping into NAS devices, here's something to think about.
Yeah?
Could this combination start to shift the balance, you know, between relying totally on cloud services versus maybe keeping and managing more of your important data closer to home or within your own business?
Interesting question. Faster local access, smarter local processing.
Exactly. What might that mean for your sense of control over your data, for privacy, or just for the sheer speed of getting to the stuff you need most often? Something to consider as this tech keeps evolving.